The rapper Duckworth grew up with a foot in two worlds, the Pentecostal Christian one of his mother's house and that of his neighborhood.
Why you gotta be so toxic?
We live by an alleyway, and like every so once in a while, we just hear like an explosion, or we'll always hear like gunshots from like across the street. And like there was even one time where I was allowed to go outside and then like a drive-by happened.
Duckworth grew up in South Central LA in the 90s during the height of West Coast gangster rap and of gang life in his neighborhood. As much as he was interested in the music he was hearing all around him, his mom tried to keep him away.
A lot of the people coming up in our neighborhood, they were like joining gangs. So she just didn't want me to be a part of a gang. But also like because I was raised religious, it was like deemed as secular to listen to music that doesn't have to do with Jesus.
These religious themes show up throughout Duckworth's new EP, The Falling Man. Will you be ready to fall? Will you be ready to fall? It felt like you grew up under, right, like contradictory influences. You had your mom's Pentecostal teachings, but then the neighborhood was the neighborhood. It was all around you. Even if you were inside, you were hearing it, you were seeing it. What was that like to be under, like, conflicting influences all the time?
You know, a lot of people, like, it can end up being like, yeah, like you end up like super scared or like maybe either curious or you just don't want to see that world at all. I think me, I just made my own world. And I think that's what, like, helped me become a creative. Like, I did a lot of drawing. I did a lot of imagining. But I just made my own world.
Is there a song on this EP that captures that, how music and art became your companion?
I kind of, like, reveal a bit of, like, my upbringing in the beginning of Soprano.
My tongue is a weapon, 40 caliber shooting at the headless.
It reveals how music was secular, but I still was curious about the music I wasn't supposed to listen to.
Lucifer sings in Soprano, fallen angels listening to Zeppelin. Your mama told you not to listen to secular music. The devil's in the trap, automatic weapons singing like tubas. Black Sabbath on vinyl, AC/DC in the summer. Killer Cam in the winter, this is what you always wanted.
But for me, it wasn't like in a form of rebellion. I just was just curious about it because I've heard like bits and pieces of it and it just sounded good. Like listening to like G-Funk. G-Funk was like Nate Dogg, 213, DJ Quick. Snoop Dogg did this side project called The Eastsiders. It's this song called G'd Up. And G-Funk derived from funk from the 70s and the 80s. And it also kind of reminded me, like, you know, the music I was allowed to hear, which was like, they for sure had Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire vinyls in the crib, you know? So It's like G-Funk didn't sound that different. It's just, you know, they kind of spoke it from like a more of a gangster perspective.
Would you feel guilty inside when you were drawn to more of the G-Funk or more of the gangster sound, the stuff that you would hear on the street? Did it feel like bad that you liked it?
Only because I couldn't like express that to my family, except for my sister. Like, my sister was the one that got me into hip-hop. So it's like, she listened to it, I'm gonna listen to it.
I swear the whole world's making me anxious. I feel like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, I'm still smoking on Newports. That's one more nail in the coffin. And when that crash to the bottom, that's one big fall like it's Adam. My mama said call on Jesus, but I'm too ashamed to call him.
So what does your mom think of your music now?
She's getting used to it. She's getting used to it.
It's still a transition.
Yeah, it's still a transition. I mean, because, like, I'm using profanity. Like, I'm talking about different, like, perspectives and different, like, scenarios that, like, aren't aligned with Christianity. But, like, this is my form of missionary work, you know?
Yeah.
This is my form of it. It's me revealing, like, the realities right now. And it's also being able to, like, speak to a people, but with their language.
It's so interesting that you say that you got to speak their language because, you know, you did end up leaving South Central. You went on to study as a graphic designer. But when you listen to your music, there are a lot of references to violence, to gang life. That's part of the image of masculinity in hip hop. But how do you want people to see you, like, in your music? What is the identity you're trying to refract back to them?
I'm a reflection of them. the whole point of The Falling Man is saying that, like, this certain character can fall. People see artists as just, like, pedestal, and, like, they don't deal with the same stuff, you know? But it's just, like, within me, like, showing myself and, like, actually seeing me, like, fall to the lowest point. It's just saying, it's just, like, I am you too. Like, we deal with the same thing.
Do you think the idea of masculinity in hip-hop is something that's evolving still?
Yep.
Tell me how.
I mean, like, even if you listen to the song I did, Love Is Like a Mosh Pit, I'm literally, like, emoting and I'm presenting my insecurities.
Yeah.
We've been falling out of love, waking up from the dream, and I think I'm going numb. I don't feel anything. We've been pushing, I've been shoving. We just trying to feel something. You've been going up and down, back and forth, in between. Why is loving never easy? None of us just want to leave. I just want to end it all. Hit me with the triple B. We just pushing and we shoving. We just trying to feel something. It goes. I'm just, like, crying. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah. There was a moment in music where men were emoting, and then that got flipped. And then, like, you know what I'm saying, it became more gangster rap. And it's like, there was a flip that happened in 2008.
Whoa, you can pinpoint it? What happened in 2008?
Kanye West with 808 Heartbreak. Like, the name of the album is Heartbreak.
Yeah.
And so it was like, right. It lent way, or like space, for artists and male artists to emote themselves.
So, you know, you're based in LA now. It sounds like you have evolved a lot since you were a kid growing up there.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you go back to your old neighborhood?
I think it's beautiful. I love going back home. Like, the sun shines differently in South Central. I love, like, seeing, like, a lot of the old homies and stuff.
Do you feel like when you're walking around, you're presenting yourself the same way you used to? Like, does the old you kind of revert back? Or is there a different Duckworth?
When I was, like, in the hood, I wasn't even known as Duckworth. They called me, like, Mohawk, because I just had a Mohawk. So they'll call me, like, Mohawk or Momo. And, like, yeah, that's what they knew me as. And it's like, now that I come back as Duckworth, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm different. And, like, I'm in a different place in life. So it's like, when they find my Instagram, they're just like, yo, what the hell happened to Mohawk? Like, this is wild, yo. I mean, so it's like, yeah, it's a different conversation. But then when we talk, like, they find I'm still him. I'm just, like, you know, doing different things.
Duckworth's new EP is called The Falling Man. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
I can be your favorite song. Shake the mood and turn me on. Neon lights and alcohol. Days are short, but nights is long. Autumn season.